You're listening to the Cycling for Your Health and Serenity podcast. Our mission is to bring you inspiring people and empowering information so you can cycle into better health and a serene mindset. Now, here's your host, Mark Eldridge.
So this is Mark Eldridge. Welcome again to another episode of Cycling for Your Health and Serenity. And Pam Gould is here with me again as a co-host, and we're going to have an incredible interview here this afternoon. Before we go on, where are we going this afternoon, Pam?
Revolution Rail Rail Ride. It's a bike ride on a railroad, car.
So we'll have to get pictures on that on our Facebook page afterwards.
The foliage is amazing. They're going to be beautiful pictures.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and Pam, and introduce our guest today.
Excellent. We have Clara Somoza.
Clara is a doctor of osteopathy, and she's been caring for patients for over 20 years, and specialty is emergency medicine. What else do I know about you? I know that you've studied several schools of medicine and graduated from Rowan University.
It was actually called the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at the time that I graduated. It switched names.
Oh, nice.
Years ago. But.
And we just discovered that was in 1996. Awesome.
1996.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Claire. We just did a great century ride over the Seacoast Century last weekend. What an incredible ride going up to the Nubble Lighthouse up in Maine. And just getting a chance to not only do that 100 miles with you, but seeing your passion about cycling and how, of course, we're on Strava, and we get to see what kind of rides you're doing on Strava. What got you into cycling?
So I started cycling in about 2010. I was dating a gentleman who was a professional rider, and he taught me all about the sport, and I just naturally fell in love with it.
Awesome. Now, one of the things that we like to really share with everyone that's listening to the episodes is the health benefits of cycling. Obviously, you as a doctor being involved with making sure not only you're healthy, but your patients are healthy as well. Why or how do you see how cycling can help other individuals?
So I think a testament to this sport is seeing people doing it that are actually in their 90s and seeing them at all different ages. And you see people all different weights actually as well. So I think it's just overall a wonderful cardiovascular sport, wonderful sport for toning muscle, for clearing the mind, for the spirit. It's just overall a great sport.
So that's I'm glad you mentioned clearing the mind, because our podcast is not only about being healthy but also serenity, because it's a great mindset that you can come, whether you had a stressful day or a stressful week, getting out there and just clearing the mind, and it's almost like meditation, I think, as well, being able to go out there. Do you see that?
I agree completely. I call it therapy in motion. And so I tell people that when we're on the bike, because we have a very stressful life working in the emergency department, Pam and I. And so to get on that bike and not have anybody asking anything of you except just seeing the trees and hearing the birds and smelling the different smells that are out there of the foliage and watching the cows, because we're in a beautiful rural part of upstate New York, and there's nothing that beats it. You're really part of the environment. You're part of nature. And anytime you get closer to nature, the more peaceful you are inside.
Awesome. You know, that therapy of emotion, I love that. I know you mentioned that this past weekend when we were riding as well. And so being able to not only get healthier with your body, but healthier with your mind can make a major impact in other individuals.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. And what's really nice about biking is that you can do it alone or you can do it with a partner. If you get a perfect partner who really can communicate and ride along with you, and you feel free to stop and take pictures. We do great pictures together.
We love it.
Because the environment is so beautiful, and it's just a great stress relief to just keep going and stop when you want to stop, go when you want to go, and it feels great.
I think it's a good point, too, don't you think, Mark and Pam, that some people think, well, maybe I don't have the capacity of these cyclists that look like they're all dressed up in professional gear, Gavin. And that's not true at all. I mean, everyone can do it. You can be a beginner and start by just doing a mile or two, and that in itself feels like a great accomplishment. And you're seeing your landscape in a whole different way. So people shouldn't feel like they're overwhelmed or feeling a little bit intimidated by all these people in their professional gear. And they should feel like, just start with any bike and start with comfortable clothing to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then you can always change your gear as you start to do more mileage. But it's just beautiful to get out there, and that's just the best part.
Yeah, that's so cool. And when you realize that some people who are just getting involved with cycling, that they can get together with other groups or other individuals and learn at their own pace. Mm-hmm. Don't be, as you just mentioned, intimidated about these. Some groups might, yes, ride a little faster. Mm-hmm. So all you got to do is get, whether it's with your local bike shop or on some different websites, Facebook groups in your local area, to find other individuals that might just be getting started as well.
Exactly.
Pam and I just went to a great session last night. It was, what was it called again? I know we just mentioned it.
Ciclismo Classico.
Yeah, I'll never remember that.
It was amazing. It was great.
It was just movies of people all from, whether it's in Western Massachusetts to all over the world, some of them just getting started out in cycling, others that have been cycling for years and years, actually traveling the world for years and years, just on their bike.
That's right.
And that can be intimidating when people are just getting started. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so especially when we're trying to help other people get started in cycling and help them realize that you can start at your own pace. You don't have to do a 100-mile century like we did last weekend. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was very intimidating for us when we even thought about doing a century ride for the first time ourselves. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I remember, Mark, learning about the sport, and my friend said to me, before you even invest in a bike, why don't you do some spin classes and make sure you like it, because you have to make a pretty good investment. And so I remember spinning and thinking, oh my gosh, these 9 miles feel eternally long.
Especially sitting still,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so it just gets better and better, and you have a vibrant spin instructor, and before you know it, you've done 18 miles in an hour. And when they tell you something like, you've just burned 1,000-plus calories in an hour, I'm like, yes, this is awesome. And so that's how it started, is I said, I'm going to keep spinning. And so I spun for at least 3 to 6 months before I realized, I really like the sport. I think I'm going to make the investment now, and I'm going to go outdoors. And that just was a whole different, you know, ball of wax to be out there.
No, that's a great segue into making that transition from spinning into, how did you decide what bike to get, or where did you go to get advice on how to make that transition?
Well, you mentioned it. You surround yourself with people that know the sport. Mm-hmm. And I won't even pretend to know, because when you start reading, it's very overwhelming to know what I should invest in or not, or what to buy. So I went with this person to a local bike shop up in Ithaca, where he knew the owner and he used to work there. And then we discussed kind of what I wanted to do, what was my idea. I never thought I would race, which I never have, but I got a bike actually that was maybe 2-year-old model. So if it was like 2007 and it was 2009 or 10, mm-hmm. which I didn't mind, but it was at that time a top of the line Fuji.
Sure.
And it was a racing bike actually. Mm. And that was my favorite little bike up till 3 years ago when it came off my car. Yeah. But I would have still been riding the carnage. I would have still been riding that bike had it not been destroyed inadvertently by falling off my rack.
You need to share that story, Pam.
Oh, I can't. It hurts.
It's too painful.
Oh, it's a great story though, because it really leads us into how I got into biking, which was from you, really. I was invited by Clara to run to ride a century ride for missing and exploited children, and we were doing some practice rides with the group. And we were down near Albany, and that was a great ride that day. It was beautiful weather. It was wonderful. We rode together, had a great ride, put the bikes on the back of her Thule, on the back of her car, and took off up the highway. We just talking about how wonderful
the ride was.
It was great. And all of a sudden, we heard a horrible noise and looked behind us, and there was wheels and bike parts and everything all over the highway.
Oh, no.
like four tires just bouncing all over. It never hit another car, which we're very,
very grateful.
Yeah. So nobody got hurt except our bikes.
And our dignity. And our dignity. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a few people stop and say, you okay? Is everything okay?
And then they saw the bikes because they were cyclists that just finished with us, and they're like, oh, yeah, that doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But we were fine. No one got hurt. And
I got disc brakes out of it.
Yeah. We both upgraded. My bike was now about 9 years old, so I definitely got disc brakes and everything was better. So
my bike was just a baby.
Hers was a brand new baby, but she did upgrade her brakes.
Yep.
And that does make a big difference. So
it went from a baby Cannondale to a big girl Cannondale with disc brakes. Oh. Fell in love with that one too. So it's all good.
One thing I'll say, Mark, and Pam, is that the biggest thing to invest in when you start cycling, if I can tell anybody, is in the padded shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure how many people ask you, but how can you sit on your bike for so long when you're doing those rides? And I say to them, it's a combination of a good seat, mm-hmm. which can include gel, mm-hmm. often in for women's seats mm-hmm. and non-racers, mm-hmm. And also the padded shorts. It makes the world of a difference.
And that's why some people might be looking at us strange sometimes when we're walking into a restaurant after just finishing a ride and we're dressed in our cycling gear.
Yeah, with our diaper pants.
Yeah.
But they don't realize how much more comfortable it was that 50 miles.
Right. It makes the world of a difference.
Well, you can do yoga in those shorts too, because we've ridden to a yoga class before.
I love it.
And why bother changing? Did yoga in those.
Recycled to the yoga classes, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What else would you like to ask Claire? I know you guys have been cycling together for a while now. So.
Yes, we have. And we often talk about how it is good, so beneficial for our mental health. And I guess one of the questions that I had planned on asking you today was, how do you promote that with your patients? I know that in my own work, I often talk to them about how biking is helpful for me.
That's a great question, Pam. So as an osteopath already, I was trained to treat the patient as a whole. And so we don't just treat diseased body parts as some Western medicine doctors have been trained to sort of focus on pharmacology and just disease parts. So we look at the person as a whole person, mind, body, and spirit. So when I try to give patients advice on how to find their health, how to promote their own health, I think do things that bring you joy, do things that are healthy for you, do things that not only feel good physically, but also make you feel really good. They nurture your spirit. And that's a good way of thinking about it, because cycling, I think, just really hits all three of those things, mind, body, and spirit. It just makes the world of a difference in your peace. And people finish the bike ride, and yeah, they could be a little bit tired, a little sore, but you feel so good inside. And that's what I try to explain to my patients.
Right.
That you're just going to have this wonderful feeling. And so even in my training and now even in my sport, you have to find something that really appeals to all three and nurtures all three.
Right. Great form of meditation.
Yeah. Completely.
And understanding that, because I know some people get out there and we're fortunate to, whether we're in upstate New York cycling or out in Vermont or other areas where it's very rural, we can get out in the woods or get out in the environment. But even individuals, because I know both you and Pam just were cycling down in New York City and then up in Montreal, even when they're in a very busy city that might be difficult to find a peaceful place to ride, they can still do that if they just plan ahead and look for the right areas, correct?
Completely. I think I agree with you 100%, Mark, because the people that meditate will tell you it is most challenging but most rewarding to find peace within chaos. And so even when you're in a big metropolitan city like Toronto or like Montreal or like New York City or Boston, Chicago, wherever you are in the world, the fact that you can find this inner peace amidst what seems like a lot of chaos, because there's just a lot of urbanization and a lot of busyness, is really, truly the key. And cycling allows that. It really is just an amazing connection.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Claire, so much for joining us today. And
thank you for having me.
We'll talk again.
Yes, and yes. Looking forward to riding many more miles together.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
This has been the Cycling for Your Health and Serenity podcast. For more cycling, actionable health and mindset tips and insights, subscribe to this podcast today so you're the first to hear new episodes jam-packed with exclusive content. And check out www.cyclingpodcasts.com. Thanks for listening. This has been an Obvious Expert production.